I don't want to record. Stop making me do this. I'm tired.
We should start saying that.
I'm so tired. I'm so tired.
Saul just forces us to do this.
So I'm here because of a contract, guys. I think that it's time for me to announce this because I'm tired. I'm tired of this tyranny. I'm tired. Shut up.
I'm tired of this tyranny.
I'm tired of the tyranny.
Tyranny.
Tyranny. Tyranny. It rhymes better. Shut up. I'm trying to make a point. I just want to leave. I just want to break free.
What's up, friends?
Oh, here he goes.
Welcome back to I Eat and Friends. My name is Saul Gomez.
Massa.
My name is Air Bear.
My name is Caesar.
And we're back to just the three of us. Back
the three.
The way that some of you guys like it.
The Wild Boys. Hold on. There's
y'all
something.
I always like it.
Let's talk about bitches again. Make the podcast great again.
That's yeah. Right. We're back, baby. We're yeah, back we to our old ways.
You should soundbite that one.
Yeah, I'm a soundbite
you
in
should
that.
Definitely, or you make it again.
Yeah.
I like that one.
This one's sick.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? Today, we're going to talk about bitches.
Sluts.
That's right.
It's just all three of us, so we don't really got to be so...
PG.
So PG.
Actually, most of our guests, we don't really have to be PG, but you I feel like here. We just like to not make them uncomfortable.
Yeah, we just don't want to make them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You always breaking shit, Aaron.
Stop using
you and you're breaking shit.
Oh stop cussing.
Why is it doing that?
I do not know by now, dog.
What are you doing?
Fucking shit.
Fucking shit. Why are you shaking?
Why that shit fat?
There.
I didn't even touch it. That's what happened.
That shit went up your butt.
That shit was in my face.
Oh, my bad.
You guys want to hear something that Drake told me this morning?
What did he say? What he said?
Me in the eyes as you thrust your pulsating hard cock inside me and then fill me up with your warm cum just makes me feel so loved.
I needed a warning.
Damn.
You guys have a crazy imagination, yo.
Some ass.
But some ass?
Like, that's what Drake told me when I was like, dude.
Some culitos?
Like, calm down.
Some culitos.
Some culitos. Culito season's coming up.
That sounds like a nice drink. Hey, can you pick up some culitos?
It's like a big, like...
Huh?
What would it be? What would it be in it?
It'll be like rum? Shaped like a... Like, you know how there's like the buzz ball, but it would be shaped as a peach.
Like a little peach?
It'd be like a peach.
Peach ball.
Yeah, peach ball.
Peach ball.
People
peach
get sued.
Culito.
Call it culitos.
Culitos.
Hey, go get some culitos.
The little peaches.
It's sick, right? It's a good idea.
So that's your new... is that your alcohol brand?
Culitos. I think we just created an alcohol brand.
Yeah, now we just gotta make alcohol
with the peach. I know we can make the design
the thing.
Yeah.
What would be yours? That was his.
What Culitos?
No, yeah. Culitos was made up together. It was like a combination of two.
Why are you always trying to pin us against each other?
I want to hear different, like, you know.
But that one just you can't come up with ideas just off. Yeah. Off the, like
right. This was organic.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's see. Try to
pick me energy right now.
How?
I don't know.
You got that pick me energy.
Caesar, how'd you spend your birthday? We didn't get to talk to
you
about
exactly
it.
How you
Jesus, let's just go back to thanking all y'all for pulling up. It was like 30 of you. Let you guys know 3 days in advance. For sure, all my homies pulled up, except Rex
and Hans.
And Carlos. I'm just playing.
Carlos.
Oh, whatever. Carlos. And it was fun. It looked crazy because I asked everyone to go dressed in white, so it was like super fun. We looked like a cult.
We did.
And I was like little short one in the front, just like walking. I was like, yeah, these are my peoples. And then I rizzed up the
this
girl.
This is my church.
I rizzed up the girl that got us into that room, which was kind of cool. I was
oh, you did,
up.
You did. Yeah, the like, hey, Asian.
Yeah, I was like, I need your help. Blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how she knew me.
Yeah, that's how she. Oh, because you were with me.
So, like, I walked in, and she just, like, ran and was like, so you're going to have that pizza without sharing with me? And I was like,
damn, you're taking Caesar's girl.
She's a slut.
She told me
Caesar's girl.
I want to go pick up my pizza. And
what'd you say? What'd you say? I feel like he just dropped the bag.
What'd I feel like, what'd you say? Did you share your slice of pizza with her?
I got, like, 3 slices, but you can have the rest if you want.
No, you should have been like, yeah, come sit down with us.
Yeah, you can back. We can share it.
She was like, no, it's okay. Like, and she was like, but I'm actually going to go on my break. I'm like, well, then come over here. We're going and just come eat it if you want.
And you said if you want,
you never ask her for permission. She's small. You just grab her.
Okay, bro. Let me grab this girl.
Sure, you're a man.
Forcefully
grasp. Sure, you're a man
it.
And just grasp her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, moving. Forcefully grasp it.
You want firmly grasp it.
Going forward for that, we started getting drunk. Shout out to the fucking bartender. He just poured over and over. And I got really fucked up. I don't know what happened to any of you guys that for like 3 hours. I blacked out.
For any of you who don't know, like, we went to a winery, right? And when you do wine tasting, they give you a card. And you have, like, they check it off after you have, like, 5 or 6 tastings. Nars didn't get checked off.
Because we're motherfucking G's. Because yeah. there was 30 people in there and everyone was dropping fucking money on bottles.
Mine stayed in my pocket.
Like over 20 times. Like, it's not even an exaggeration.
No, my homie said he counted himself like 14 drinks. I was like, Jesus.
I heard someone was at 20 or 30. I was like, God damn.
Bro, the people that were behind us got me super drunk too. They became my homies on IG.
Yeah.
It was wild.
It was funny. It was funny seeing just random people passed out on the floor.
I know you're saying they were like passed out like on the fucking just like the grass and shit.
Someone was passed out on the grass. Someone was passed out behind like that bar that was on the other side. And someone was passed out in the gift shop. It's like, damn. Motherfuckers.
I like how
crazy.
It was supposed to be like more like, you know, like classy fancier, and classier.
Yeah. No, I knew it was going to be a disaster. It was so fun.
Just adds music in a dance floor.
That's what happens when you put in a winery in the IE.
They are in the IE.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what happens when you put them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Does that happen in Malibu? I don't know.
No.
Probably boring as fuck.
Bro, they let me do too much fuckery before we got kicked out. I was like on the tables jumping
You got kicked out?
But it was already closing.
It was already closing. I just didn't shut up. We got kicked out
because it's closing time.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Well, it was also because...
Yeah. It was my 25th, and then next year's my golden birthday. So
what's golden? Just 26?
When it's 26 on the 26th.
Damn, I missed my golden birthday.
Yeah, you were like
the 18 when I turned 18. I didn't know about that shit. Back then.
Yours is coming.
Mine's coming up in 5 years.
Yeah, so yours has to be 30. Big because you turned 30. 30 for 30. 30 for 30. That's to be 30 big,
for
Aaron.
30.
That's to be like a skyscraper type of like party.
Yeah, no, that's
rooftop, you're giving us 5 years to work with.
That's a yacht.
I rented out rooftop bar.
He's in December. We can't rent out a yacht.
That'd be cold.
Unless like we make right, it
he's
that
a
high.
New, he's a New Year's. I'm gonna be spending it with my family.
Oh, true.
I'm gonna have newborn kids and shit.
You'll have a skyscraper for yourself.
just how you celebrated with your kids the last time I went to Vegas.
Yeah. I put them all over some girl's face.
And no, if you turn 30, I'd be down.
Yeah, I'd be down 30. The 30s, we gotta go crazy for sure.
Everyone turns 30. Well, us three turn 30. Turn 31st, 32nd, 33rd.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I've never had a big birthday celebration.
What do you mean?
When was the biggest birthday celebration I've had?
When we go to the club.
When I turned 21?
No,
I didn't get invited to that one. We went to Prohibition this year.
We rolled deep over there.
But that wasn't like a big celebration.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Like, I'm meaning like...
Bigger than the winery?
Yeah, like some like a special event. Not just like...
Oh, like closed down and stuff?
Yeah, like when I'm saying like... Homies? You know when it's 25, you do something grand?
Like the winery.
Cool. Yeah, that's sick. And like, just something like that. I don't know.
We did. It was like 20 of us rolled deep for your birthday.
It's because I just want to wear. I want to wear their satchel.
Wasn't big enough for you.
It's just because you did it at nighttime, so it felt like any other night at a club.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to wear a satchel with the crown.
Oh my god,
that says birthday girl. That's why I
want
to do.
I feel like the best one would be like if you go on a big trip with everyone that you want.
We should go to Puerto Rico when I turn 30.
Puerto Rico. Columbia. Let's go Puerto Rico next year.
Next year, I can't.
Damn, 26.
26 in Puerto Rico would be crazy though, because I do take a whole week, 2 weeks off of everything in my life, regardless of where my life is at.
There you go.
It's 2 weeks to myself.
Not for Puerto Rico.
I was supposed to go this year, but then they had all that like shit that started happening with like the ocean, and like they fucked up a lot of like places.
What happened?
I don't know. I heard that there was some hotels that weren't just available, and I was like, I wanted to go. Like,
it's a shame.
I didn't want to like just skip certain parts.
Yeah, I feel you. That's how I feel about Hawaii. Want to go to Hawaii, but
volcanoes,
not volcanoes, but supposedly like the locals, they don't like tourists, and I don't want to be intrusive. You know?
Look pretty Hawaiian.
Do I?
Mm-hmm, like Maui from Moana.
How about now? Shout out to Hawaii and everyone in Hawaii.
Shout out to Moana.
All the people in Hawaii.
You got some girls in Hawaii?
Got a girl there right now.
For real? Oh shit!
I already know what you're talking about.
It took me a couple minutes. I'm not gonna lie. That one took me a couple minutes. Damn.
Wow.
Holes in different areas. Anywho,
that's your girl now, food?
Any hoosers. Let's go on to the next subject.
I wonder what happened at the wedding.
Well, my wedding? I went to tequila.
Went to a wedding.
I went to Tequila, Mexico. I learned this in tequila. You don't get hungover off tequila. You only get hungover when you start mixing shit. So like if you only do tequila shots, you won't be hungover. Doesn't matter how many you have, you won't be hungover. But once you start mixing shit, that's when
like orange juice and stuff?
Yeah. Once sugar gets involved is when you get fucked up.
I didn't know that, but that makes sense because I got a hangover after Dioro and it was just shot. But some of them did have mixed drinks with orange juice.
Yeah, once you start mixing, that's when it hits. But bro, let me show you guys some shit. I wish I could have brought it, but they would not allow it on the plane.
It's like a fucking sick ass AK. Gold AK. I'm like, yeah, sure.
Look at this.
I'm like, that's why they didn't allow it. It was too big.
I put it on the screen too, but you see that?
It's a gallon.
It was a big booty Latino.
It's a gallon of tequila.
What?
Guess how much it costed?
$5?
More.
$10.
$25.
Not bad.
And bro, taking a drink out of this just feels like you're just drinking like water. It's so pure. Like, because they literally got it from the big ass motherfucking whatever it's called, the distillery or whatever shit. They literally just opened up the tap and filled up the gallon just straight from the fucking plant. Crazy.
Damn.
And we were just drinking all that 3 days, bro. That gallon didn't even last us a day. Well, a night. Lasted us like maybe like 3-4 hours. Like, we went crazy. I got drunk as fuck. Woke up hungover as fuck.
You mixed?
Yeah, because they have the thing in tequila is the cantaritos.
Oh,
yeah.
With the squirt and all that
stuff. Yeah, with all that. So, yeah, yeah. We went there too. The place was crazy.
Like the one that got popular though?
Yeah, yeah. No, the popular
one. How were
the?
I heard those are, that one was like actually very whack and dirty.
I know the tequila. That was cool. I know tequila was good. How were the honeys?
Bro. Oh my God. Baddies.
Left and right?
Baddies left and right. And they're from like all over the world. Baddies, bro. Gorgeous women. I was like, holy shit.
Drunk?
Yep. Yeah.
Tequila, bro.
Yeah. This is the crazy part.
Bad bitches everywhere.
During the day, it's packed. Like the plaza. Like, yeah. There's literally, think of a plaza and each side of the wall has like a bar of people just doing cantaritos. And they're just playing like banda, like in different sides of the plaza. And everybody's just dancing. It's just like so lively. And that's like during the day. And then like around 6-7, everyone just disappears. I'm like, where the fuck did everyone go?
To the clubs.
But there's no clubs there. It's like a little city.
I think it's because like it's a city, so no one really wants to be like out that late getting drunk anymore. Yeah, over there. They would rather go to the, like he said.
Yeah, to actual like big
city. And these motherfuckers already worked like all day.
So that was pretty interesting. But then the wedding happened. Wedding was wild. Wedding, I'll talk about it on the Patreon, not here. Four. They call me Wendy's because I'm 4-4-4.
Oh,
that's
shit.
I'm gonna say.
What does that mean? You'll find out in the Patreon.
And scared. Yeah, that was pretty much it. That was my trip. Just a lot of tequila and a lot of drinking. I just recovered today. Damn. Yesterday and the day before, I was fucking dead.
Have you guys done any shoplifting lately?
Are you asking me because I stole food from Christianity? Yes. I was drunk. It's not my fault.
Stole from Christ.
Who the fuck put the Chick-fil-A that close to a winery?
You stole from God.
Who do you think is going to stumble? Well, God created water to wine and shit. So that's why. That's why.
Yeah, yeah.
So if any shared. So yeah. If anything, God was with us that night.
Yeah, yeah. He turned wine into water, bread into fish.
I stole the Chick-fil-A and got my belly full.
Yeah.
God's plan. I stole I took like 2 bags. It was busting on the way home. I was eating macaroni and cheese and some fucking chicken. I dropped all the fries on the floor though. A little upsetting.
Fucking amniac shit.
I was on a sick one.
Just fucking raging, vibing.
I was fucking on a sick one. Yeah. I've been buying more Chick-fil-A now. I feel bad.
You buy other people's and then you'd be like, "And get the car behind me, please."
Yeah. I'm like,
they got like almost the whole menu.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wait, how much you order? No. What about the guy behind me? Okay, the chicken sandwich. Yeah, I'll get that.
Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah, yeah.
No worries.
Yeah. Bro, how about you, Aaron?
You be shoplifting
doing?
Or what?
The what?
You be shoplifting?
No, I just wanted to ask you because of that.
Oh.
From Christianity.
How about you? What have you been up to?
Yeah, what you been up to, AA Ron? What you been up to?
Sorry.
Oh, nothing. Just, you know.
Fucking bitches, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Fucking wondering why there's not enough guys in a room.
Yeah. Oh, should we talk about that?
I feel like we should open that up for explanation.
Let's open that up.
That was wild.
We'll get back to what I've been doing, but let's talk about that if you guys want to.
Yeah. So Aaron,
go ahead.
It's been on my mind.
Aaron's got the plug. Like if you're a baddie and you want to go to a concert, hit up Aaron. Right? Aaron's the plug. So he told us, he's like, are you guys going to go to the Anuel concert? I need to know who's going just so I can get the tickets. And me and Caesar are like, nah, we can't make it. And he's like, dang, like I need more guys. There's like 15 girls going.
For three guys.
I was like, bro, who even says that?
I don't know.
What is the need for this?
What's the
need? We need to fix you.
We need to fix
you. We need to tame you.
I know. No, like it's my whole thought process was like, I'm pretty sure like the girls are going to want like some dudes there.
You are
like,
the dude.
Yeah, no, girls can have fun with each other all the time, of course. But I'm pretty sure, like, when it's, like, a good mixture of guys and girls, it's, like, the vibe is even more crazy and fun.
Like a party. That's what I was
like. Because right now, like, if you think about it, it's three dudes, so it's five girls per dude. I'm that's, like, I was like, I at least need, like, two more dudes. So, it can be, so it's, like, three gorgeous. Girls to five to one dude, right?
So it can feel like a party.
So it can feel like a party, like, because, like, yeah, it's not because I'm like, oh, yeah, I definitely want more dudes. No, I just want, I would like a little bit more of my homies there, yes.
All right, let me cancel my Mother's Day plans and I'll go for the bitches.
Nah, fuck you. You're already out.
I do it for the bitches.
Nah, I already crossed you off. You said you couldn't go.
Damn, it's crazy.
If I'm going to call five of those bitches.
Yeah, I'm going to call them. I'm bringing them to the dinner.
Mom, these are all my girlfriends.
You've been wanting me to have a girlfriend. Here they are.
Here they are.
God. Not one, not two, not three, but five.
Fuck. Imagine five. Having five wives. What would you make them do? I'd have one clean. I'd have one cook. I'd have one to breed with.
On Mother's Day, Caesar.
Oh, that's true.
On Mother's Day, Caesar, really?
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to
all my beautiful Mexican mommies out there.
To all the MILFs.
To all the MILFs. This is the Mexican Mother's Day, and then we have the Sunday Mother's Day, which is the American one. Which one do you guys celebrate?
I celebrate...
I think mainly more now Sunday, because everyone's off.
Mm. Yeah.
So we can actually do something that day.
Yeah, same.
You don't buy your mama some flowers for Wednesdays?
No, yeah, I still get her something small here.
Show me.
So it's like two gifts.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Saul lives Saul works from like the flower district like 5 minutes. And he didn't stop by to get his mom some flowers.
You're a dick.
I didn't know I lived 5 minutes from the flower district.
I saw it yesterday. I was over there.
I never bought. Did you go? I saw. I was when I sent you the message.
You're like, where are you? Yeah, I was driving home.
Yeah, I was like, I wonder if he's at work right now. So I checked. I was like, oh shit, he's like right here.
Yeah, I was driving home.
Yeah.
I was gonna stop by and say hello.
Should.
Nah, I don't like y'all.
Oh damn.
I'm just playing. Next time. I go there here and there.
Yeah, just like, pull up. I don't like company dudes.
Yeah, we just chilling there.
No, Dez, I would have liked to just chill because I was on the traffic for like an hour and a half.
It's literally what we do, just chill. Yeah, honestly, bro, if you're out there and just come because I leave like at 6 just to like wait till traffic goes down.
Yeah.
And then it takes me just an hour to get home.
Yeah, I was like,
just pull up. And at the end of the day, we're just fucking just jerking each other off.
Exactly.
I'll be there tomorrow. I'll call off work.
Want to see what they're doing right now? Let me show you. They got Russ in the studio.
Oh, no way.
They don't know how
to.
You're here?
And I'm here?
That's crazy.
I am shocked you didn't replan this.
That's commitment.
Why they got him dressed up like that?
Bro, I am so
is that fucking
your favorite artist, bro, is there? And wow.
Bro, why do they have him dressed like Lord Farquaad?
He does look like Lord Farquaad.
Told you, I got the Russ plug. But we'll make it happen soon.
That'd be cool.
We'll make it happen soon. And I'm about how much you guys talk shit.
We will.
I'll still be like, hey, dude, honestly, I don't fuck with your music. And I'm like, it's just for clout. You say it in one of your songs.
His album is dropping Friday. Go get it now.
No one.
Let me put my reminder to not care even to care even less.
To care even less.
It's like, so I guess so
because it's like he's not a bad artist at all.
I have like so many Russ songs. I just hate for clout.
He's
funny.
Not a bad artist.
Is it the
all?
Funny? It's just like oh, I don't
it's
know.
It's a funny thing.
It's a meme. I think it's a meme. I think that's what it is.
It is a meme.
You know what's fucked up though? You're making someone's like likelihood a meme.
Yeah.
Like I don't fuck
someone's
with
career is a meme. That's fucked.
That's yeah, literally fuck. Yeah.
Like
literally
he's like successful as fuck, but like
but
he's that part's still a meme.
Yeah,
that part
still, you can't take that away.
When
like,
it all first started, I never understood what happened. I never understood this whole story about why he was hated so much. And then I was
it's because
like,
what was Russ hated?
From there, it was like literally it's just a meme. To
this
like,
is why. This
like
is why. This legit the origin. I remember because I've been a fan of him since like fucking 2015.
My guess
before he even blew up.
My little snippet of it was just because he was like talking about how like he doesn't like need to do drugs to talk about drugs in his songs to like get big.
Yeah.
Oh, and someone died.
All the fucking
Lil Peep died.
Lil Peep died.
So he wore. They went to a festival. He was wearing a shirt that said, "How many drugs do you have to take to realize you're a fucking loser?" And then like
the next day
Lil Peep died, overdosed. So they just put those together, and some even like mixed, like switched the days.
Yeah.
So it's just that's what it is.
Yeah.
And then just started from there. Like the whole No Jumper scene is kind of what started the Russ hate.
All I know is if you were hurt by that, then yeah. You're talking about you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's a valid argument. It's a valid statement.
What was the statement?
If the glass slipper fits.
Yeah. If how many drugs does it take to realize that you're a fucking idiot?
I still need a couple more.
Oh, no, you're a fucking loser.
You're, oh.
Yeah.
I'm not a loser. Russ is a loser. I sit down with him.
You're like, a loser for not doing drugs.
You're a loser. Fucking loser.
Yeah, God.
Yeah.
Probably got bullied.
What's the Kobe Dev conspiracy?
Dude, it's crazy. I didn't even know there was a conspiracy.
I didn't know either. That's why I'm looking at it right now. I'm like, what the fuck?
So I guess because you know how Kobe was, he was really rich and he also had a lot of partners because he had his own business and stuff. So one of his partners in this co-venture he had was an owner of a pharmaceutical company, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the conspiracy is that basically that company, that guy got him killed because Kobe was going to sue him because they were using his name, Black Mamba, on one of their fucking, on one of their like supplements. And it was actually a supplement that was like basically harming people. Mm. It was harming people. I forgot in what way. It was either killing people or harming people. So he was going to sue them and he was basically like going to win that trial. So like a couple of days before he was supposed to go and testify against them. It was a day or 2 days before that. It was the day before he was supposed to testify against them. Mm-hmm. He dies.
No shit.
Hmm.
So it's a conspiracy. He's basically saying that like that pharmaceutical company got him killed because that pharmaceutical company was going to lose like hundreds of millions of dollars.
And even though it is a conspiracy, I don't believe it.
When you hear the guy explain it more, it sounds more interesting.
Yeah.
But I was just like, oh, I mean, like,
it because
was
wasn't
like, I could see it.
Wasn't Kobe's decision to fly that day? And yeah. I remember that day was fucking foggy as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I think it was his decision to fly that day. So I don't
know. That's what the pilot said. Well, the
the error
black box thing. He said.
Shout out to Kobe. And
that's why the pharmaceutical company paid that guy to say that.
That's true. Hey, actually.
Nothing's proven wrong. Nothing until it's right.
There you go.
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised because a lot of these fucking big companies, bro, they have a lot of money to pay people to be quiet, bro.
Can you get paid to be quiet?
Me?
Yeah.
Especially if they're like, if you don't, then we'll just kill you and then no one's going to ever find out it was us.
That would be my thought process, especially. I'd be like,
yeah, bro, they have so much money they can easily clean it up.
I'd be like, you know what?
Yeah.
How much would they pay me? 100 mil.
I feel like, I feel like it's easy. Like, you don't want me to say shit, 100 mil? That's cool. But then it might just slip. I don't know.
They won't pay you 100 mil. That's too much. They'll probably just be like,
then I'm going to say, I'm a snitch.
Here's 900 grand or here's a mil.
I don't think the mil, bro.
And if you don't accept it, they'll kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
Nah, fam.
But you know which one's crazy right now, though? That it's kind of like, I'm going to get to the bottom of it because we're going to have him as a guest.
The bottom of who?
The bottom of this big booty Latina is who I want to get to the bottom of.
Mm.
But no.
Big booty Latina?
No, I'm kidding.
But I'm like, now I'm distracted. I want a big booty Latina in my face.
So Logan Paul.
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys heard this, but he has footage of the most believable UFO thing.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. So he went to some guy who has the most like credible UFO video. Mm-hmm. That's like you see it and it blows your mind. Uh-huh. So Logan Paul went to go meet up with this guy and he offered him 100,000 cash to have the footage. And the guy said no. So Logan Paul was like, all right, let me just see it. I just want to see it. So he was like, all right. So he showed him the video. And then not knowing, Logan Paul had a button that was also a recorder. So he recorded the whole video. So he has that. And so right now that's in his possession and he's not going to, he doesn't plan on sharing it anytime soon. You just want my dick in your face, huh?
Dude, this shit, it was on his own.
Fuck. Let me show you how it works.
I was so intrigued by this story.
Loosen it more, other way.
Okay.
And then force it to all the way to the back so it clicks. But you got to hold the,
Do it again.
He said, do it again.
Do it again.
So listen to this.
To the bar.
To the bar.
Why do I always get the fucked up ones, man?
That's right. Crazy. That's
going back.
That was mine.
All right, so now.
Out of nowhere, huh?
As I was saying.
I saw the video. It was on
Joe Rogan, right? That dude?
Yeah.
I remember seeing the...
But you know he is not the only one who has seen it?
Who else has seen
There's
it?
There's one more person that has seen it.
Who?
And he goes by the name of Kevin.
Oh, Kevin. Kevin was there.
You know what was funny? I'm not gonna lie. I saw the comments on that video, and then they said, once I heard Logan Paul, I knew this shit was bullshit. They're like, that's all I need to hear is Logan Paul. I know this shit's fake as fuck.
I don't know, but once you're rich, you have access to a lot
of
things.
You have access to so many things when you
have
a lot of money. That comment was hilarious.
But yeah, Kevin has seen it as well.
Are we gonna have him here?
Yeah.
Our best chance to have him more was when he was at WrestleMania weekend.
No, that was our worst chance because he's been busy as
busy.
Week.
Yeah. Mads was posting with Rey Mysterio. I wouldn't want to, like...
Yeah, imagine doing a podcast with Rey Mysterio, now you got to come here.
I'll be tired.
Yeah, I'll be like, nah.
He did a whole podcast with Cody Rhodes, Rey Mysterio,
Kevin Hart.
You want to come over here?
You want to come here? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kevin Hart. Yeah,
Kevin Hart. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy, bro.
Shout out to Impulsive, bro. They got me through when I locked my car and my phone and my keys and my phone in my car. And I only had my AirPods.
I remember you told me that story.
And I was just listening to Impulsive, like Logan Paul with Jeffree Star, the whole fucking podcast. I was like, they're entertaining.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. But yeah, so UFOs coming out soon. Stay on the lookout. Merch.
Coming out soon.
Yeah. UFOs coming out soon.
Do you think UFOs came from us or do you think they're from another planet?
I think they did come from us. Because check this out, bro. Check this out.
Have you been watching The Ancient Aliens?
Welcome to The Conspiracy Hour.
Here we go.
So the world is...
Round or flat?
Round. And it's been... Let's see. Let me...
Round or flat?
How old is the world? 2023 years old. All right.
It does not say yes.
It doesn't.
It's not credible.
It's 4.5 billion years.
Okay, that sounds more correct.
It's a lot of years. Right, and humans have been around for way less half than that. 2023,000 years.
Less than that.
Not more than
it's
that.
It's like this much. I've seen the graphs.
No, but I know. But like, they've been around more for like. Let me just Google this shit.
Have you heard that theory about like how the world always starts over and over again?
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm getting at. So, in those 4.5 billion years. You know how many catastrophic events have happened that wiped out a bunch of things?
And supposedly, we're due for one too.
Yeah, we're due for one. A shitload. So what I'm thinking is maybe there was one civilization that was just smarter than us, maybe had more time than us. They figured out. Advanced. Yeah, to be more advanced. They figured shit out. They're like, oh, the world's going to end. Let's get out of here. They had like an Elon Musk moment, right? They all moved to a different planet. So they all moved to a different planet. And now, since we're due for one, they're sensing it like, oh shit, their civilization, they're due for a catastrophic event. It's coming. So let's come in and help say what's up and help them out and move shit and do shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I think aliens did come from us because there's enough time for them to be from here.
To be that smart.
You ever heard that theory though?
What theory?
Scientists predict that like basically civilization starts over and over and over again because there's always a catastrophic event that ends all of life.
Yeah.
And then soon, like basically it goes back to like just being all forest and all jungle and all that. And then humans are born again and we start basically from the caveman era again all the way to like how we are now.
Yeah.
But it happens like every in a year. Cycle.
Yeah.
No, not every year, but like every like every like maybe like million years or every like 500,000 years or whatever.
Yeah.
There's always something that fucking kills everything off and then we start over again.
You know what's
and we start over again and again.
You know what's the craziest one? What's up guys? Before we continue with today's episode, we're gonna shout out our friends at Manscaped. Gentlemen, if you didn't know, it's tax season. It's tax season here in the U.S. and you know what that means? It means that Manscaped is here to make sure your paperwork is done and your boys downstairs are having fun. Make sure you spend your tax return money on the important things this year like family, friends, and body deodorant. Join the 8 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com plus free shipping and using code IEFRIENDS. Guys, again, how many times I gotta tell you this has been my favorite product. This is the products in my bathroom. Manscaped's the one I use the most. I even want to do like a cool little video I've been thinking about doing using Manscaped products. But go get it, y'all. It's approved, man.
Get it.
And what better way to invest in your tax return than into yourself, bro? Manscaped has the full package from head to toe. And make sure you get your money's worth this April. The Performance Package 4.0 is the ultimate bundle you need to reinvent yourself and your confidence. The Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer is the star of the show, offering a precise shave on all your wildest hedges. Equipped with the LED light, you can navigate in and out of those difficult areas with ease. Did we mention it's waterproof as well? More exciting news, the Performance Package 4.0 now includes Manscaped's brand new Weed Whacker 2.0 ear and nose hair trimmer. This bad boy has been totally revamped with the new and improved blade and motor. And I dare to say this is the best ear, nose, hair trimmer ever. cordless, rechargeable, and comes with skin-safe technology, which helps reduce nicks, snags, and tugs. After clearing your nose, make sure to get rid of that foul ball smell with the Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver. The Crop Preserver is an anti-chafing body odor and moisturizer. The Crop Reviver is a spray-on toner for your balls. Keep your boys from sticking to your leg and leave them feeling brand new. For all my guys out there with a little scruff, Manscaped now has beard products. Yep, the whole package. The brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit is the head honcho, containing 9 products plus wet goods. This is everything you need to craft your signature look. The start of spring also marks the start of Testicular Cancer Awareness Month in April. Manscaped has partnered with Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection. Those balls out. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code IEFRIENDS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with code IEFRIENDS at manscaped.com. Don't just get your money back this year. Get your swagger back too with Manscaped. And now, back to the episode.
I think it's Cleopatra. She's closer to us than she is closer to the making of the Egyptian pyramids.
That's fucking crazy.
That's insane.
He be my tia?
Yeah. Yes. So.
My tia Cleopatra?
My tia Cleopatra.
Cleo Petra.
My tia Petra.
My tia Cleopatricia.
Tia Cleo.
My tia Clea.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, aliens coming soon. Watch out for the drop.
The fuck? Cleopatra merch coming soon.
Yeah, Cleopatra
merch. Cleopatricia.
Cleopatricia. So yeah, that's the conspiracy hour.
That's actually pretty. I wouldn't be surprised if it's actually true.
What?
Like if we just start over and over and over, it's just a fucking cycle.
You guys should watch your show on Netflix, which we've been preaching ancient aliens since your wife was here. Ancient aliens.
Ancient aliens. Yeah, I used to watch it a lot with my dad.
No, not ancient aliens. Oh fuck, I don't know. It's not
called ancient aliens. I forgot the ones.
It's not that one. It's called something else. But that show goes in crazy, bro. It's like
crazy.
It's like they go in depth, like talking about like how old the pyramids really are and shit like that. It's crazy as fuck.
Yeah, we don't know anything actually. What we think we know, we don't.
What the fuck? Look, was my phone listening to me? Now there's a Netflix documentary called Queen Cleopatra.
Hell no, dude.
What?
Crazy. Show that real quick. Nah, that's bullshit, bro.
I'm add to my list. I like this shit.
Yeah, it did look pretty cool.
Right?
You think she was a baddie?
I think she had a fat ass. She's Egyptian, right?
Yeah.
So she probably had like really nice pretty eyes with beautiful eyebrows. A slim waist with a thick thing, but flat feet.
That Middle Eastern girls go wild.
I can't remember what I heard that there were stories that she was really beautiful, or there were stories that she's not as beautiful as you think, because I think at those times, royal families kept it inside the family.
They're
actually all deformed.
You're right. Bro, I remember hearing that long ass time ago.
It's called Ancient Apocalypse. That's the Netflix documentary.
We were just talking about apocalypses too.
Yeah, because back then, and civilizations like that, like they only royal people could fuck royal people.
Yeah.
So and they were mainly just family members. So like their babies would come out like very deformed.
It's crazy, dog.
Yeah.
Y'all so families don't do that?
Y'all still not doing that? You're not
royal?
You're like, you're not giving the blood real?
I'm like, your blood isn't real blood?
Damn. If you guys can go back to one like era in the world, what era would you guys go to?
1940 was a good year for everyone.
That's right. I know exactly what you mean there.
Did you guys know this?
Just playing. If I could go back to one era, it'd be the fucking 60s, dude. But like, I'd be like an 18-year-old.
I can't go back that far.
Why?
Because first of all, technology was not that great, and second of all,
we're just gonna visit.
Hold on, and it's too racist, bro. I don't want to go back that time to be. Imagine how mad you'd be going back.
Is anyone gonna be racist to you?
You can go anywhere.
Don't be racist to anyone.
No, but me seeing that shit, hearing that shit,
Aaron's afraid he's gonna join.
I'm afraid I'm gonna like it, huh?
He's like, oh shit, went it wrong.
I like this power. You know what? They're right.
I'm saying anywhere in the world, not just the United States.
Yeah, anywhere in the world, anywhere in the time of the
like,
life.
I'm saying like, I probably want to go check out like how the Aztecs are living. That'd probably be scary as fuck.
You'd probably get crucifixed.
Yeah.
For being a virgin.
Back then, it was an honor to be sacrificed.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
Now women want working bags.
Fucking simps.
Yeah, not women want.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they sacrifice virgins when like they're like having like trouble with like, because they believed in like weather gods?
They didn't believe it. They are real.
They are real.
My bad, bro.
That's why you'd be racist.
Yeah.
Because you confuse things.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do like.
I remember seeing a tweet like that. It was a Twitter page called Black Girl World, and it's like, oh, if I can only go back to the 50s, and someone commented, I don't think you really want to go back that far.
that was fucking.
You seen that one, right? That one's so such a classic.
I would check out the Mayans because supposedly they had like whole cities built out of gold. So I feel like that would look pretty cool. I want to go to the fucking. Actually, no.
Machu Picchu.
No, I was gonna say the Roman Empire. That shit was fucking crazy.
How about being someone that
the Salem witch trials? I'll do that because if a girl don't want to suck my dick, witch.
This bitch is a witch.
This witch.
Dude, no, you're right. I'd go back to that time and just listen to like the whole like you know like trial and be like and just hear how fucking stupid
people right were
back then.
Yeah,
like I would be so amazed on how dumb these fucking people were back then.
She drew a perfect circle.
Witch. I know. I like how it was only just women too. If you, like, it couldn't be men. Men couldn't be witches back then.
Men aren't witches.
No, they're not.
There's no witch men. If you're a witch man, then
then you're a fucking.
If you're a witch man.
If you're a witch man, I don't think you're a man.
You're gonna just be a witch.
You're Mitch.
You're a Mitch. And no one likes Mitches.
Yeah. You're a munch.
You're a munch.
You're a munch. If you can take one item from your current world and take it back in time, what would you take?
Oh, I wouldn't do that because the government would be like, who the fuck are you?
No, but if you can, what would you take?
Is it going to work over there if I take it?
That's the thing. Would it work?
No.
Because I'd be like, I'll take my phone, but like I'm going to have no service.
So
my
you can take your phone, but then until it dies, that's all you have.
But it works.
But it works.
Because you don't have electricity if you go that far back.
Oh, well, I mean, if you go far, far back.
You know what I'd take? Take a disposable camera. And then I will go to people. And I'll be like, take a picture of them and be like, I just captured your soul. Right?
Witch! Witch!
And then I'll become emperor. Because anybody Mitch. Who fucks with me, I'll take their soul and they'll bow down to me.
I'll take a, like, in my current life,
I'll take a gun.
I don't have a gun.
I'll go back to the 20s and murder everyone and never get caught because back then they fucking sucked up following murders.
Oh, shit. And just scoot over a little bit.
I think I go to the 40s and
cameras.
I'll go to the 40s and do like Germany properly.
You do Germany properly?
Yeah, like actually take over the world.
Oh shit. I'll show them what he's meant.
I'll show them what they needed.
Show what they needed.
And murder
a little bit more aggression. That's what they needed.
I would murder a lot of people.
Jeez, I'm scared.
Jizz all over the scene. They will never find me.
You know, like out of you, I think you bump into like, I think two or three serial killers in your lifetime.
That's a crazy thought.
That's crazy. You already bumped into one right
now. Yeah, exactly. There's one right next to me right now.
I saw reading a book. Like,
I'm only one if it's in the 20s or 30s.
Your past life?
Yeah. No, I'm saying like if I go back in time.
Oh. Damn. Would you kill someone if you know you can get away with it?
That's crazy.
Fuck you.
We're dead after this. Aaron did it.
For real, Aaron.
Don't even look.
He did that. Yes. Yes, he did that.
With fucking.
He did that.
With fierceness.
Fierce. I can't see the board. Your fucking legs in the way.
Sorry, sir.
What else we got?
We got.
Let's just talk about it, bro.
Talk about what?
Talk about what?
Hold on, we know.
The elephant in the room?
No, let's talk about
big
it.
Big ass dick?
What?
What are we talking about?
Talk about bitches, bro.
Talk about bitches. Talking about bitches. We got fuckboy fact.
Fuckboy fact.
Ha ha ha. It's the koala one. Kings. If you're cheating and a girl gave you the chlamydia, the clemmy,
the clap,
the drip, if she gave you that and now your girl has it, just say you went to the zoo. Because koalas tend to give people chlamydia.
I thought you meant kings.
What?
If your girl cheats on you, you find out.
Fuck a koala.
No.
Oh.
Take her to the zoo and get the exclusive petting and go to the koala section and let your girl pet that koala and let her hug it.
See, that's
like double chlamydia though.
Yeah.
Because what if she gave him chlamydia? Now she's just
because I'm trying to save. I'm trying to help the king. Yeah, so you cheated.
We're trying
exactly.
to
exactly. Like, so you take that girl for pettiness. You take her to the zoo, and pretend like it's a nice little date, And you pay for like the all-inclusive petting type shit.
And you say, I didn't give you chlamydia, it was the koala.
No, you just say, you got chlamydia now, bitch.
Aaron's talking about if they cheated on you. Aaron's hurt.
Yeah, you're hurt. Yeah, I'm saying if we did
the cheating. We're trying to protect the boys. So like if you cheat, if you...
Well, I'm just giving you the petty route.
No, I'm giving you the smart route. If you cheat on your girl and then you give her, and then you start feeling some itch, just take her to the zoo that same day. Go pet a fucking koala.
Yeah.
Be like the koala. Be like the koala got too close to the cage. I'm just giving you
the revenge route.
Why you want? Why would I want to spend a ticket on a bitch that cheated on me?
Yeah, dead ass.
She already got clapped.
It's called pettiness, bro.
You're the type to kill a girl after she cheats on you.
You're the type to take her out and say, I'm sorry.
The title of this thing is Aaron's a serial killer.
Aaron's a sociopath.
What? Yeah.
We all kind of have sociopathic behaviors, but it's always so interesting that we don't cross that brand.
Don't cross that bridge, Aaron. There's BetterHelp.
Who says
.com/IEandFriends.
Who says I haven't passed that? I don't know. Who says I haven't passed it yet?
Imagine.
I'm scared. I don't want to do this anymore.
Imagine this finds out. They start using this episode as a fucking, as an investigating.
Oh, God. We open up like
rap songs? Right? Yeah.
We're protected under the RICO law.
For real. Should we do a twofer?
Let's do it.
A twofer fuckboy fact?
All right, let's do it.
A twofer? Remember we were talking about this one last time and then we confirmed it? The baby mama?
No.
yes. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about, but now I'm excited. Yes. Say it.
I don't think so.
No?
Yes. No, not yet.
Not yet.
We'll cut that, actually. I don't get in trouble.
I don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah, fuckboy facts. Koalas. Watch out for the koalas. Watch out. They gave you the clemmy. The drip.
Doctors are like literally injecting them.
I thought you guys were going to tell me about the...
What?
Never mind.
That's right, boy.
Shut up, boy. Shut that mouth, boy. You're on the other side of the Mississippi now, boy.
God, I miss the 50s and 40s.
I miss the good old days. Did you know women used to... in the 50s? Cook and clean? I think it was the 50s. No, back in the 50s.
On Mother's Day, Caesar.
My mom cooks and cleans. I'm not saying she doesn't.
Yeah. But you know, back in the 50s, let's say you had a wife, right? And your wife, before going to bed, she will sleep full glam. So she'll fall asleep with you full glam. And when you go to sleep, she'll wake up, take off her makeup, go back to sleep. And then she'll wake up before her husband and go put the makeup on again. So her husband could always see her full glam. Doesn't that sound amazing?
He fucking had a fucking heavy hand, huh?
He had it great.
He had a good fucking heavy hand. Good to keep someone like that on check.
That's just how they used to have it.
She would go to sleep. Okay, think about it. She'll go to sleep at 9.
Yeah.
Wake up because you'll be asleep. So it'll be like 11 or 12. Yeah. Take off her makeup. That's 12, 15. Go back to sleep. Now she has to wake up probably like at
4 or 5.
Well, they're probably blue collar people. So yeah, probably like around like, yeah, by 5. Damn, bro. She was sleeping like 3 hours interchangeably.
Just to change makeup?
Damn.
Shout out to the besties. That's where I heard it from. And I guess
they wouldn't do it.
Nah. And then they heard it from Marvelous Miss Maisel. It's
you know, they're not real women.
What is a woman?
Fuck. Someone opened up the motherfucker had a good...
So misogynistic on Mother's Day.
Oh my God.
What was it last time we did? Oh, we went to a strip club on women's... We're fucked, bro.
Let's go today.
We're fucked.
Hey, let's go support single mothers.
Let's go support some single mothers.
There's probably a lot of single mothers at the strip.
Hell yeah, let's go.
That's sad. Sure,
support them.
At least we're supporting them. What are you fucking doing?
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
What
judging?
What the fuck are you doing? Judging? Us?
Judging?
Huh? At least we're giving them money to pay for their fucking bills and that child's.
Yeah, and that food. Daycare.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
God.
Fuck you.
My $600 went to the right daycare for that week, probably.
Huh?
I said my $600 probably went to the right daycare for that week.
Yeah. I doubt like the
we
money.
We keep them in the best schools.
The money we've spent on the strippers have gone to good
causes.
It's not like they're fucking like doing drugs. None of them look like they do drugs.
Mm-mm. Not hard ones.
Yeah, just probably just fun smoke ones. A little weed or something.
Did coke. They really wake up and take it crack. Off again? That's crazy.
That's what
bro.
Stephanie said. She said it. She was watching Marvelous Miss Maisel, and that's what was going on back
Who's
then.
Who's Marvelous Miss Maisel?
It's like a show on Netflix. I mean, on Amazon. It looks pretty cool. Reminded me of Mary Poppins or whatever.
That's fucked up, though.
Yeah, it is fucked up.
You gotta go to sleep looking good for your man. It's like,
and then wake up making sure he's still.
What is your man doing?
Providing.
On Mother's Day, Caesar.
I'm not even trying. I'm literally just sitting here not doing anything.
And being in a silly, goofy mood.
I'm in a silly, little goofy mood today. I'm in a good mood. I'm having a good day. I've had a good week.
I'm the one that hates women, really, bro.
Yeah, you are.
I don't hate women. I just like making fun of them. There's a big difference. I can.
But when I do it,
when you hate someone, you'll sock them. When you make fun of them, you'll just make fun of them.
It's because like when we say it, you know we're joking. But when you're saying it, it's like, is this man joking?
Oh, okay.
Like when you're talking about killing people, I got scared.
Yeah, I kind of went like, is this man joking?
I want to like search your car and your house.
For real.
Run a background check, fingerprints.
You're not gonna find anything.
Semen check.
You won't find shit.
I'll fucking find something.
You won't.
I'll find something.
You know what we should do? Oh, bro, you know what'd be fucking hilarious that we should do? What? Have you seen that old show on MTV? Like,
was Raiders? Room Raiders?
Room Raiders. We should do a Room Raiders episode where we just raid each other's rooms.
Bro, I don't even have shit.
I don't even have a room. I have a garage.
Well, raid your shit.
Raid your garage.
Raid my garage.
You guys, that'd be fun, but you know, we can't like put a, like, you can't be there when we raid it.
Yeah, you can't be there. Y'all gonna find a lot of stiff socks.
I don't want to raid your room. I feel gross. Like, it's just nasty.
A lot of stiff socks.
It's just like, what the fuck is vibrators on the fucking ground?
That's crazy. Have I ever shared that story on the page, on the podcast?
The vibrator one?
I found a vibrator under my bed.
And you don't know who it was.
And like, I found it because it just started vibrating randomly.
She Bluetoothed it.
She Bluetoothed it, trying to look for it. You know, like on your iPhone.
When my vibrator?
Find my vibrator app or some shit. And I remember I was cleaning my room and I just hear, and I was like, what the fuck? And then like, I'm tracking it.
Was it from when you left it on last time when you were using it?
Oh, for sure. Nah.
You put the shit up your butthole.
And I put it up my butt. But yeah, and then I found it vibrating under my bed and I got scared and I threw it in the trash.
Did you smell it?
Nah, you kept it.
You didn't smell it?
No, I was scared, but I don't know how long it's been there.
It's not like the smell's gonna just like fermentate.
Does pussy juice fermentate?
Pussy juice.
Pussy juice does not fermentate, no. Nice. I don't think so.
We need to experiment this.
Cause like, no.
When was the last time you clapped cheeks?
I think
what day is it today?
I feel like Aaron be capping.
Aaron be clapping and I'm capping.
Aaron, Aaron is a cap and clapper.
I fucking hate you. I hate you so much right now. No.
You've clapped this year, huh?
This year, he has.
Don't even ask him that question.
Now I have to think back. Just literally,
just,
I have
just
to.
Know he has.
I just have not.
I heard from a little birdie.
Oh, you better tell me who that bird is, because I want to know if I want to clap too.
I'm from a little birdie that you were all up in her guts.
Really? You're a fucking lying ass motherfucker.
Oh, he said, really?
I was like, really? Did I clap?
You did clap.
Nah, I didn't clap. I didn't.
Have you been on any dates or anything fun?
No, the last one was the one before my fucking journey.
How's your journey going?
It's going fucking terribly good.
Okay, good. You scared me a little bit.
No, it's going terribly good. I say terribly because I'm like always tired.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tired in a good way, I guess.
Iron efficiency, boys.
No. I'm at 259.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
I was at 248. 248.
I was like, damn. I was like, never mind.
Like, boo.
You're actually doing terrible.
284. I started at 284. Now I'm at 259.
Damn.
Yeah. And I started in March. I started March 6th. Today's what, May 10th?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So how many pounds are you losing a month?
It's an average around 10.
Five.
Averagely.
So by summer, you're going to lose?
Hopefully, because in August, I'm going to Vegas.
Okay.
So hopefully by then, I'll have lost 60 or 50 pounds. Sorry. 50 pounds. So I could be like around 230, 220. I'll see how much I lose by then, but hopefully I'll be at a point where I'm like, okay.
You are okay.
No, I'm saying like, okay for that. I'm not okay right now. I'm still not where I'm supposed to be.
You're better.
But
than
that's okay though, because it takes time.
It's okay that you're not okay, because okay will be okay. Okay?
No, right now I'm okay. I'm not even okay right now.
Damn, are you okay?
No. Mentally and emotionally, yes. Okay. I meant physically.
Why are you okay?
For my own standards right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And just in general, I'm still out of shape, dude.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Like, I still am.
So how old are you?
But that's okay. I know that.
That is okay.
That is okay.
You know what's not okay?
What?
To not be okay.
Yeah.
Because everyone should be
okay. I am okay mentally and emotionally.
You know what else is K? Potassium.
Okay, yeah. Why'd you bring... That's only a K.
You're a fucking idiot.
That's what I said. You know what else is K?
You said okay.
No, I said what else is K?
Okay.
Okay.
You know what is not okay?
You know what is not okay?
Okay, anyways, okay, fuck. Let me.
Oh, okay, sorry, go on.
What the fuck, dude? I'm so sorry. Sometimes
we get off traffic. That is not okay. LMNOP.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay,
Christ.
Go ahead. You're not okay, but you are okay, and everything will be okay once you're okay. Okay.
I'm okay with knowing that I'm not where I'm supposed to be yet.
Okay.
And that's fine because I have a goal.
Okay.
I can't. I hate you right now.
Hello, man. Okay.
No, it's okay to have goals.
And it's definitely good. Yeah. No, because I think one good thing. Here's the thing that I've realized, which is really cool, and I'm really proud of it. Is because like people will be like, because if you have a goal, right, as a guy, if you have a goal or mission. It's scary because, okay, that guy has a goal or mission. But then you add the guy has motivation for that goal or mission. Now it's dangerous. Like, oh, that fucker is going to factor in. But then you add in the most important thing, and I think it triumphs discipline and a goal, is discipline. Mm-hmm. Discipline triumphs all that shit. Because you have a goal, right? But let's just say you never get to that goal because you never had the motivation. But then you have that motivation now, but the motivation also kind of always sometimes wears off. Mm-hmm. What's going to make you keep going? That discipline.
Discipline.
What keeps me going to the gym, dude? Even though I'm tired as fuck and I don't want to go, discipline. Discipline. I have the motivation because I have three things that motivate me to go. But what's keeping me going and making sure those days I'm really tired and I don't want to go at all and I'm lazy as fuck, discipline. It's discipline. I'm going 4 to 5 times a week. Why? Because discipline.
That's right.
Why am I going? Because I have the motivation to go. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, discipline is what's keeping me going.
It gets you out the door.
It gets me out the door. To be going and to plan it, yes, I'm motivating. One, I'm motivated because I do not want to be fucking out of shape anymore and unhealthy. Two, because of my kids. Because I was so tired of fucking just playing with my kids for like 5 minutes and being fucking tired. Like, I want to be able to play with my kids and play with them for like an hour or more and not be tired at all. It's just so sad seeing my kids with all this energy and having to chase them around. And then I'm tired after 5 minutes because my fat ass can't run around for more than 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was another one. And also, I would love to see my kids graduate and get married. The way I was going, I was either going to die of some fucking unhealthy reason. Let's just straight up. Mm-hmm. Whether it's diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, whatever it was.
Choking on a burger.
Choking on a fucking burger. True. No, literally, bro. Well, the way I was going, dude, I was going to die for some health
exactly.
reason. Exactly. Yeah. That's facts.
And now you're okay.
Yeah. Now you are okay.
But that's facts.
Three, my other motivation. Dude, honestly, I don't care what anyone says. Being that big, I was a loser. Mm-hmm. That's just facts. You can say anything you want. For me, being at that way I was a fucking loser. Mm-hmm. I had no motivation to do nothing. I had lost all my confidence. I had nothing going for me. Mm-hmm. That's just facts. And I am okay with saying that. Okay? I am potassium with saying that.
Yeah. You know, I've seen your confidence improve recently.
I've been wanting my confidence to improve.
I remember, what was it? I went to the Eslabon. I was talking to a baddie. By himself.
Oh.
He's talking to a baddie. Have you kept up with her?
Yeah, a little bit. She's in India right now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's right.
That's cool.
India?
Yeah.
It took me a while.
I'm like, who is this Indian princess?
No. She's not Indian, but she's over there.
Yeah, oh. Yeah.
No, but I'm not talking to her like that. No. We were just talking that night.
Let's go on a double date.
Ah, this food. Come on. Oh, they are friends.
That's what I'm saying. Ah. Why you do it like that?
I don't know. No, so anyway. You bastard. You caught me off track now. What's it called?
But you're not.
Like, I had lost everything, bro. Like, honestly. Yeah. From what happened before. But the thing is, what was I doing? Nothing about it. Mm-hmm. I was doing complete shit about anything, bro. All I would do was sit around and complain to you guys about being big and that, having no bitches and girls don't like big dudes. Well, then if girls don't like big dudes, stop being a big fucking dude. Period. Stop. Stop bitching about it and do something about it. Exactly. And that was my problem. All I do was sit around and bitch and complain about that shit and not do anything about it. And now I'm doing something about it. Am I anywhere near it? No, but that's all right. I'm going to get there.
Damn.
I don't care.
I like that.
I do, me too.
I have a goal. It makes me excited. I have a goal. I have motivation. I have discipline. I'm going to fucking accomplish what I need to accomplish.
Exactly.
Regardless. I don't care how long it's going to take.
I don't think it's going to take as long as you
but
think.
But it's not going to take longer than what I needed to do because if I'm taking longer than we should need, if it needs to, then that means I'm fucking slacking off. Mm-hmm. And I cannot slack off.
That's right.
I got shit to do.
Exactly.
I got things to accomplish, all right?
Exactly. Bitches to fuck.
Bitch. Big booty Latinas to fuck.
He has to bend over.
Yeah. What?
He has to bend over.
Exactly. Yeah. MILFs to fucking.
Crossover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And swingers to what?
So swing.
To swing to over.
Swing over, dude.
Yeah.
I like
that's
that.
That's right. Like that. Hell yeah.
Don't look at me.
Why? I didn't even look at you. I just pointed at the laptop. You can pass it to me. I was going to say, talking about swingers, I know we got
Oh, for sure, got some motherfuckers in here.
Oh, yeah,
on that
you
shit.
Need the cue?
Nah,
it's my but time, guys.
I like your that
time.
For you.
It's my time.
I like that energy.
Your time. You know, I always ask when was my time.
This is your time.
This is your time right here.
2023 is my year. 2024 is my year. 2025 is my year. This is my time now.
You're the
bro.
Main That's character right. of your movie.
I was always asking when the fuck my time was. It's my this time.
It's your time now.
Bro. Because I'm actually doing something about it. I'm not That's fucking right. sitting around being a lazy fuck doing nothing.
Exactly.
I'm out here doing something.
I like that.
I'm not the main that. Character, you're the but main. I'm a character in something.
You're yeah. a character now.
If you think about yeah.
it. You're no longer an NPC.
I'm no longer an NPC, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm you're not the main
you're
character
breaking
yet.
Breaking the Matrix.
I'm not the main character yet, but I am a character in this story.
That's right. I yeah. like that.
A reoccurring character.
A reoccurring character yeah. that we like to see.
I had like two lines now. I have multiple dialogue.
He pops in and out of scenes.
Yeah.
You and if you think about the commercial break.
Especially if the world is 42 million years old and we're only on this world for 70 years. Then.
You mean 4.5 billion?
4.5 billion 42 years.
42 million?
4.5 billion years and we're only yeah. here for like about 80 years. Yeah, why not make like, the best out of it? You exactly. know?
So you want to walk around naked?
Yeah. Do it. You know who probably makes the best out of it? The people on Take the Mic.
That's right.
And now it's time to start our segment called Take the Mic. If you guys don't know what Take the Mic is, if you're new here, welcome. Take the Mic is a segment where we like to open up the mic for you guys by you guys giving us your anonymous advice, questions, or things you want to get off your chest. You can hit the link in the bio to go submit your stuff. So we'll start off with the first one. Why are we always getting this one? Here we go. All right, here we go.
Oh.
I think this is... No, what the fuck?
Oh, that was a good one.
I know. It's not loading. There we go. All right.
Oh, what?
Hey, guys. So, you know you have the laptop right here, so you don't got to break your
I'm sorry, Phil.
My bad, Phil. He's new to that side.
He's new to... Yeah, he's new. Fucking
I like
bye.
This side.
Well, I mean, it's funny when he says that, but he's like this.
He's like, you can see it, right?
All right, here. I made it bigger for you, too. All right, fine. Do you want to turn around?
Let's go. Okay, my bad.
Hey guys, it's up to you. Whatever you want.
It's because you don't see.
Yeah, because you go like you're like.
Well, I gotta read it.
But you
okay.
can like.
Okay, I'll do it like this.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Go good.
Hey guys, so I need some advice. Recently, I ran into my ex at the light rail. We dated when we were super young, 13, 14, but still remained friends till we distanced after my senior year of high school. We exchanged numbers and started texting almost every day. He's been super sweet and even sent me flowers to my house. I came to find out he might be charged for robbery and could face a few years in prison. He asked me if I could write or visit him in prison if he is charged. The energy has been good, but I don't know if I should keep contact with him. I'm not sure if it's worth taking that chance. I have big goals, and I don't know if his lifestyle might clash with mine. Love you guys so much. I'll keep you on my prayers.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
I think
we'll keep you in your prayer and our prayers yeah. too. If you keep that man,
don't keep that man.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Don't. It's a huge red flag right there, and you're going straight into it.
Yep.
Just don't let him drag you down.
Yeah. Cherish the memories. Cherish the memories you guys had in the past, but now he decided to go his direction, and you're going your direction. Let's not cross paths.
Unless you're both robbers.
Yeah. Unless you guys can do Bonnie and Clyde, it'd be cute.
Type of
the only thing he should be robbing is your heart.
Well, he can't because he already got caught. So he's probably bad at stealing shit. So he won't even be able to steal your heart.
That's what I'm saying. Well, the only thing he'd be robbing.
I'm
is
sorry.
Your
that's your friend. I hope he doesn't get convicted.
Yeah. Next, I have an uncle that lives three houses down my house, and my aunt, his wife, would sometimes call my mom so I can get some tamales, and I would go there. And when I would go there, there's times where I could see her nipples. 12, 13-year-old me would like that. But now that I'm older, I'm like, what the fuck was I on?
Nah, fool. Just make 12, 13-year-old you proud.
I don't think he means he's going to fuck his tia. Yeah.
I know, but I think for the 12, 13-year-old, he should.
This is the same one?
Like what I did with my like girl I liked in 8th grade as an adult. I just did it for him. I didn't do it for me as of now.
See, he said that's another one. He said the exact same thing, but he added a little bit more to it, which is kind of weird. Now he added, she always had a tank top and I would always see some nipples. Younger me would always get hard saying that, but now I think about it and feel nasty. Yeah, man, that's a little nasty.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
What if they were nice?
That's your tia,
maybe
dog.
They were nice, but now it's like 6 years later. So
he said it was 12, 13, right?
How old is he now? 18, maybe?
12, 13, you know what the fuck's going on, bro. You're a freshman. You know
how to say. No, you're not. You're in seventh grade.
You're in middle school.
You're in middle school, fool.
13?
When you're a freshman, you're 14, 15 years old.
Yeah, freshman, you're 14.
I mean, middle school, 15. I knew who my tia was, and I knew not to get with my tias.
That was his tia or his
that was his tia.
Uncle's like wife.
That's tia.
That's his tia.
Yeah. But not blood.
three houses down.
All right, what's up, compas? I need some advice. Me and my girl just started having sex, but every time we have trouble sticking it in. Any advice?
What?
I used to have this problem back in the day when I wasn't experienced. I used to bring out the flashlight.
It was hard back then. It'd be like.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Soon enough, you just start sliding in and out. Just practice, dog.
Just keep practicing. Safely, please.
Honestly, this is my tip. Just finger her, and once you find the hole, just switch them out. Just switch them out at the same time. Like, boop. And trust, you got it.
Here's my tip. Just put the tip
in. Or you just thick as fuck. Yeah, dog.
You a big boy.
He's like,
yeah.
He's a big boy.
Oh, she's tight as fuck.
Ew, stop.
I'm sorry. That's your girl. I'm sorry.
It could sometimes be true,
it
could be true.
What's up, friends?
All right, next
is that
one.
How they think you spell what's up, friends?
What's up, friends?
That literally spells it out how the way you say it.
Probably.
What's up, friends? Low USPP.
Hi, friends. I need some fuckboy advice.
Oh.
I recently hooked up with a guy after a night out. I didn't think we was going to smash, but we did, and it was trash as fuck.
Uh-huh.
Trash in his part because he couldn't stay hard. I told my bestie about it, and she said I should give him a second chance, but I don't want to because I don't want to gas up his ego. So do guys know it's trash or any type of sex good? I'm tempted to tell him it was trash, but I don't want to hurt his feelings. What should I do?
Just leave him alone. I'm pretty sure it was a night out.
Maybe he also wants to like redeem himself.
Yeah,
he probably feels bad.
Yeah, he needs to redeem himself.
Yeah, give him a chance to redeem himself. Don't say it was trash. Like, don't be mean.
Be like, I'm gonna give you a chance to redeem yourself.
Yeah, I mean, was there a night out? Was there a lot of drinking?
Because if he was drunk, for sure.
Yeah, because I know I have the problem. If I get drunk, my fucking dick is falling along.
Yep. So yeah. Just tell him I'm gonna give yourself to redeem yourself. Give a chance to redeem yourself. Hit him with that. Mm-hmm. And then he'll also know by that it was trash. All right, let me see. Should I break up and move out the apartment?
Yes.
So the other day, my friend sent me a thirst trap TikTok with the guy's package and the reflection of the microwave.
Huh?
And I swear to God, I didn't see it. I didn't get the TikTok, so I kept watching it. And I was like, okay, whatever. I went to the next TikTok. Well, my boyfriend saw this shit and freaked the fuck out. And I was confused as fuck. So pause. So your boyfriend noticed a dick before you. That's a little sus.
All
right. He explained to me why, because of the guy, and doesn't believe that I didn't see it. Anyways, a day later, I went through his Instagram, and he has a group chat with some guys who all used to work with him, and he sends them pictures of bitches with ass and titties out. So a question for y'all. Why the fuck did he get so butthurt about me when he's over here sending the posts of girls himself? I need some advice. I'm hella disgusted and hurt. Should I pack my shit up and leave, or just not let him go out ever again?
Toxica.
Just kidding. But guys, wonder why girls go through their boyfriend's phones, need their location, don't let them follow bitches, etc. Low key, I should have asked in Bueno Bueno because y'all single. Never mind.
Well, jeez, thanks.
Well, all right, fuck your fucking question then. Go ask Bueno Bueno.
Go ask
you. He's cheating on you. Fuck you.
There's only one guy taking in that show, and it's Rex.
Deadass. We'll answer it. What was the question?
I lost it.
So Till deleted it.
Why should she pack up and leave?
I don't think it's that serious. I think
not that deep.
But I think if your boyfriend's just like projecting.
It's very, no, I feel like it's super very, because I still think it's fucked up he's doing that. But still, it's very serious though. If it's people that he knows, like it's actually girls that sent him that type of shit. That's when it's like, all right.
So yo, I didn't get the first part of it because I kind of zoned out a little bit.
So basically she got a TikTok from her friend. That was like this dude who did a thirst trap, basically like showing his like reflection of his dick off the microwave.
Oh, she saw mine?
She didn't notice though. She kept watching. She's like, I don't get it. And then I guess she just went to the next TikTok, and then her boyfriend was actually seeing her watch
and he saw the dick,
I guess.
Damn. He saw the reflection of the reflection.
So he got mad that she was watching that shit. And I guess he thought like she was watching it like multiple times. Like, oh yeah, look at that cock. Or whatever, you know?
And then he got all butthurt.
Yeah.
Man's just insecure.
Man's insecure and like,
he's probably not packing.
Because if he out here fucking sending his dudes fucking like bitches nude and shit, it's like, I'm pretty sure it's just dudes, it's girls he doesn't even know either. It's like Explore all these like Instagram models. It's not as bad. It's still, you know, it's still bad. But it's not as bad. I'm saying it'd be worse. It'd be considered cheating if he knew those girls and they personally sent him those nudes.
I said you should pack your stuff and leave.
Really?
Yeah, because she wants Bueno Bueno's advice. I'm gonna give her the worst advice.
You don't just break out with them.
Next one.
I get too comfortable sitting here by myself, honestly.
Hey guys, y'all have me laughing. Thank you for that. Love y'all. Story time. I had never cheated on my man until I found out he cheated on me. Like a dumbass, I forgave him. But then he did it again. Like a total dumbass, I forgave him again. He did it a third time. But by this time, I got fed up. I forgave him, but at a cost this time. I decided to do the same. I hooked up with the gym cutie I had been eyeing for a minute, and it was fun. Oh, it was so fun.
Yeah, add that.
I told myself I was only going to do it once to teach my man a lesson. But there I go again. Hooked up with another hot-ass guy I met on IG. The throw was so fun, and I couldn't stop, lol. Oh, God. I had my eye on you too, so. Now, I understand why guys tend to cheat over and over again. Anyways. My fun eventually came to an end when my man went through my phone. Of course, he acted like it was like he was a little innocent one and I'm the evilest bee on earth. LOL. I didn't care. The point was to give him a taste of his own medicine. And I did. Bahahaha. Checkmate. And yes, we're still together. All of a sudden, he swears he loves me with all his heart.
You guys should leave.
Hey, y'all got your names. Hold on. Y'all got your names tatted on each other, huh?
For sure.
For sure on your neck.
Hey, you know that pussy bomb though.
Yeah, you know that dick is good too. They be like, I ain't gonna leave each other.
Y'all need to leave each other, bro.
No, I like this. It's like a modern ghetto Cinderella
Stop
story.
Stop promoting this bullshit, bro.
It's like
Stop.
Blueface.
Yeah,
hit me up if you want to cheat one last time. Like one last time and that's it.
You know, they do say it gets easier after the first time.
I will say this. Hit up Soldo.
Just one last time.
Hit up.
Hit up.
I forget sometimes there's certain things I can't say.
Oh, it's disgusting. How do I get my boyfriend of 7 years to brush his teeth? I've been with my man for so long. We live together, but he never brushes his teeth. I try to get him to do it with me, encourage him positively, nicely, and I even have cussed him out about it before, but nothing works. Help me. He doesn't even care that I tell him I don't want to kiss him anymore, nor am I down to let him
what
munch.
The yeah, leave this man, bro. That's I'm disgusting. Sorry. Leave this man.
Yeah, I would, like
that's that. Why so long?
This man gave up on you.
This man gave up on himself.
Gave up on himself.
If he gave up on himself, he definitely gave up on you.
If someone doesn't brush their teeth, if this is a personal opinion, I could be wrong. But if someone doesn't brush their teeth at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, at least they are going through some crazy fucking things in their head. Because those are just like habitual things that you're just like,
yeah.
Like I can't not go to sleep without brushing my teeth.
Like you just feel your mouth dirty.
Yeah.
And you choose to ignore it is disgusting.
And you choose to ignore it. Like you ever gone like a whole, like, you know when like you come back the next morning and you can't brush your teeth?
Yeah.
And like, you know how nasty that feels?
How do you talk to him? Like,
for real.
Tell your homies to start fucking name calling him and shit. Fuck it.
Oh, look at this. I guess it's the fuckboy fact. Change her name to settings and put the settings icon as her contact picture.
Just don't cheat.
Cheat.
Nice. Dude, you guys be fucking smart in an evil way.
Hey, guys. Love the pod. Aaron, keep your bitches up. Let me suck you up, Zaddy. Can we recommend a guest? If yes, let's get Evelyn Juarez official.
Is that...
Honestly, I'm not too familiar. We'll check him out. Or her.
We'll check them out.
Thanks for telling me to keep my bitches up. I swear, people always tell. That's always a message like, yeah, my personal DMs too.
Get your bitches
people be
up.
Like, get your bitches up. And be like,
some
geez.
People just take the time out of their day to.
Some people just take the time of the day to tell me, get your bitches
it's
up.
It's a random 4 p.m. on a
Tuesday.
No,
really?
Let me sometimes text be like, get your bitches up.
Sometimes it'll be like some random dude and be like, bro, like get some hoes for once or something, bro.
Hey,
like,
guys, from now on, every Thursday at 2:43 p.m., just DM Aaron, get your bitches up.
Oh, God.
Just do that. Just set an alarm.
I'm literally going to be on my way back from dropping off my son. I'm just getting these
I'm going to post a little story on Iron Friends.
Yeah.
A little clip.
Just set an alarm and just message them that every Thursday at 2:43 p.m.
2:43.
It's always a variety, too. It's always a different ways they say it to like, it's like, bro, it's like, hurry up.
All right. We'll do two more.
God damn.
Hi, guys. Really been enjoying the topics you've been talking about lately, but I have so damn much to get off my chest.
Get off your chest then.
Is it a big chest?
So I met a guy I like off a kinky website.
What's it called?
And fast forward after hanging out and getting to know each other after 7-ish months, he told me he loves me, which I do too.
Oh.
But part of me feels I can't really trust him.
Oh.
I glanced at his phone one time and noticed OnlyFans resubscription emails popping up and went through his emails and see he does engage with these women. The women he's liking don't look like me, and it gets at my self-esteem and makes me feel like I'm just being used, and that's the reason he love-bombed me. Oh. Maybe I'm overthinking. Yes. The women he likes are paler skin tone with tattoos. I'm Latina with honey skin and no tattoos and go to a gym. Hey, yo. I have feelings for this man, but feel as I'm being love-bombed for the sexual benefits or as a fantasy. Should I take him serious? He works long hours and makes effort and time to see me, but feels weird knowing he's doing this behind my back, and I don't know. Help! Red flag! Red flag! Red flag!
People really do be overthinking sometimes, though. Honestly,
I don't think OnlyFans is anything bad.
I don't think so either.
I think that's just a dumb man spending his money
in a dumb way.
In a dumb way. Yeah, I never do that. The fuck.
If you're single, I get it.
Some baddies though. Some baddies on there. Nah, but I don't think it's that serious, especially when you mentioned he has long hours and he still takes time to see you. Yeah, that's, bro, if I'm doing long hours, I just want to go home. So if he's taking time to see you, he fucks me. I've noticed
we've gotten a couple of these and they always complain about like the porn they watch is not how they look. It's like, dude, like you can like different types of how women look.
Why would I want to see something that I can see every day?
Yeah.
No, it's not even that. It's like you can have different tastes in women. Like you can like white skin, brown skin, black skin.
All skin.
All skin. No skin. It's like, No, I'm just saying though, and you could be a dude who likes different types of body, like body sizes, and it's like just because he's not watching what you look like doesn't mean he doesn't love you or like sexually like how you look too. It's like what? It's just porn, dude. He's just getting a nut off.
Bro, right now when that Colombian woman when I sent last time, did you guys watch the video?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever watch the video?
That was decent.
Bro, watch all of them.
I've seen some very good ones though.
Quiero
el... Anyways, sometimes you're probably overthinking it. I mean, I think it's a little too much where, like, he's, like, messaging them, too. He's like, all right, calm down, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably something you'd be like, hey.
I feel like as a man, you're biologically made to cheat and, you know, procreate.
You're made to cheat?
So I think procreate? It's okay. Bro, do you not see Robert De Niro just had his last, like, probably his last kid ever, but he's, like, 70 fucking
71 two. Or 72, he just
you
had
think,
a kid.
You think if God didn't want us to cheat, we couldn't be fucking and procreating?
Robert Downey Jr.? Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro, yeah.
That's what I said.
He said Robert De Niro.
He said Robbie Downey Jr. I think.
No,
I said De Niro.
I would never.
Play it back. I don't know.
I would never mistake my Iron Man.
I need you to do that. The actual thing, VAR, please.
VAR. And
it sounded like you said Robert. I'm sorry, Robert Downey Jr. Sorry,
Robert De Niro.
I think he's like in his 80s.
Nah, 72 or 71.
Still, he has a kid, like a brand new baby.
Just had a kid,
and it's healthy.
Like 2 days ago.
Fucking hell, exactly. His dick's still. Oh yeah.
Sorry for what I just started.
His cock's still working like that, bro.
I hope mine does.
That's a cock of a legend right there.
Yeah, if my shit was still working like that at that age, I'd be fucking nutting everywhere. Bro. Imagine.
Old man nut.
How would it feel?
Old man nutter.
How do you think your nut's gonna feel when you're old?
Oh, here comes old man nutter again. How you guys?
Oh, that old man, he's such a nutter.
Nut in my face, Jeffrey.
Oh, you like it, honey?
Alright, last one.
You like that spunk on you, bitch? You like that spunk on you? Get a nut over your bosoms.
Back in my day, we used to nut on the forehead.
We used to nut over their turtlenecks.
All right. Hi, friends. Update. Me again from the last episode about the man who's 22 years older than me.
Oh.
So he told me he wanted me to fuck him in the ass.
Oh, I remember you now.
Oh, you're that guy.
Tie him to the bed and wanted to call me daddy. I'm a female, by the way. Anyway, I talked to him about it and he said he's cool with it. Then after a day, he started acting weird with me. He started telling me I was a bitch and all kinds of crazy stuff. Accused me of sleeping with other men and just has been distant with me ever since. It hurts because I still love him, but it is what it is. I'll take the L. Thanks for the advice, guys. Aaron, you're a beautiful person. Saul, you're for the streets, but I love you. And Caesar, you're too much too, but I love you too, King.
Thank you.
I
love you.
I'm so, not for the streets, actually.
So I think your man...
So she was down for the request?
She was down for the request, yeah.
Hit me up.
I think your man kind of rolls a little bit the other way a little bit.
No. Hey, sexuality is fluid. You can do what you want. Your body is a temple.
Your body is an experience in this plant. Sorry. Hold on. Your body is an experience in this land we call life.
Yeah.
And so you should just create it.
and invigorate in who you are as a human, not as a person, not as a sexuality, but as a spirit.
Jesus.
A piece of dust is what became who you are.
See,
and a piece
of dust is
who you'll leave.
Because it changed my mind about everything. Yep. I took a call in Bueno Bueno, and the guy.
Wait.
Imagine. I'm sorry, we had a little cops passing by. We had a call.
You're in the fucking ghetto.
It's a gated neighborhood.
Trying to bring the cost down of the housing.
For real. All right, but we had a call in Bueno Bueno. And this guy said, it's actually the most masculine thing you can do.
Get your ass ate.
Is get your ass ate. Because the girl is literally eating your ass.
Like,
she's literally, like, there's...
And she then, is like, munching.
Like, if she decides to, like, tell people, like, oh, well, I ate your ass, like, trying to make fun of you, you can't make fun of that. Like,
you ate ass.
You ate ass.
So my ass was clean because of you.
Yeah, it's a win-win. You get your ass ate, you like it, and if she tries making fun of you, she really can't because she's the one that did it. She a bottom feeder.
She a chump. She a munch.
Yeah, she a munch.
You made a woman a munch.
Yeah. So he's like,
How dare you to call me for lunch?
Yeah, he's like, you literally.
No, the manly thing to do.
Just don't bend
is
over.
Make her do it, but you don't like it. You just sit there and be like, that's right, you do
why?
That.
Why? I'm going to enjoy it because I'm a man.
You're going to moan.
Because if you moan, then.
It's not gay.
It's not gay.
Is moaning gay?
As long as you have socks on.
Is moaning gay? Do you think moans are gay?
Nah, I'm being my girl's ear, like, just. How I'm though? Not going to do it.
How though?
I'm being my girl's ear, like.
I try to hit her with like. I try to make her. I try
you start
to,
singing Tiny Tim. Oh, tiptoe, right
window, daddy, mommy, ah.
That's how it'd be.
Damn.
I like to.
Make I had her, a little bit different, you know. Sometimes I like depending
to,
on what it is.
I like to make her feel she's like an Usher, like an Usher, a fucking YouTube like, video, like
I'll be like. Baby.
Oh.
Going nowhere. Yeah, like that, you know, just climax, baby.
That reminded me of like the Tiny Tim thing. You know that story behind Tiny Tim?
Well, he was like
I don't know, he died like singing in that song.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
That's so crazy. Yeah, and you guys love singing it. Yeah. This man plays it at the gym.
I literally played at the gym.
But what does her gym?
Yeah, exactly. Great
speaking
transition.
Speaking of Tiny Tim.
Speaking about gyms.
Speaking of Tiny Tim's gyms.
What does her gym say about her?
Can I pull up a gym list so we know like what
we'll gyms? Just do it off the top of our dump, but you can if you want to bring it up.
All right, what her gym says about her.
So if she goes to 24-hour fitness.
She's dedicated. Don't get in her way.
She's dedicated. She's loyal.
She's loyal.
She's loyal. She wholesome.
If she's loyal to the gym, she's going to be loyal to you.
See, I think if she's loyal to 24... Like, she's about it.
Yeah, because, like, even, like, she probably goes to the gym, like, at night. That's what, like, maybe Friday nights, weekend nights. Mm-hmm. She's not the type to go out
partying. She goes to the gym after a night out. So I got to sweat off this tequila.
So she's very disciplined. She goes 24. She goes to LA Fitness. I think she's toxic.
Why?
From my experience, all the girls I've messed with that have been toxic have gone to LA Fitness. They're not trying to spend too much money like that. They're dedicated, but they're also a little loose. You get me?
The girls that go to LA Fitness, they like to be pampered, and they follow a certain schedule at all times because they don't have like the availability to do everything afterwards.
Yeah.
So if she's dedicated about LA Fitness. You're gonna have to go around her schedule.
Mm-hmm. What about if she go to Gold's Gym?
She go to Gold's Gym. That's a behemoth of a woman.
She go to Gold's Gym. You're her.
She's your daddy.
Yeah, she's your daddy.
She bench presses you.
Yeah, she bench presses you. She probably
she has that.
She has calluses?
No.
She got the money.
Chalk? Oh.
Isn't Gold's Gym like expensive?
It's the same price. Probably. I don't even know.
Sorry.
But yeah, she's your daddy. She go to the Gold's Gym. She's your daddy. If she goes to a private gym, she's cheating on you.
Yep. With the trainer.
With the trainer. The trainer that has all like a tatted sleeve.
Dead ass, bro. If I ever have a woman and she wants a trainer... She's not getting that one.
Yeah, especially at a private gym.
Yeah.
It's just an orgy in there.
Exactly.
Everyone's what just the fuck? Everyone's just messing around with everyone.
No, honestly, if she gets a trainer, I'm going to make sure he's gay. Yeah. Like, I'm going to get a training session first. And we're going to figure it out.
If she goes
and to... And maybe if I like it, I might get another one.
Yeah.
If he's gay, I might get three more.
I think if she goes to Crunch...
Or Planet? Crunch or Planet?
Planet's different. But I think if she goes to Crunch, she's just straight toxic.
Toxica?
Straight
she's,
toxica.
She's fucking lifting with all her nails on and shit.
Yeah, straight toxica. She's she probably only got it because her and her homegirls are going to go to a rave in like 3 months. So she's trying to get in shape for a little bit. But she's not dedicated, but she's just there just to look good. Just for her outings, for her summers.
Mm-hmm. So what about if she goes to Planet Fitness?
She goes to Planet Fitness.
Pobrecita.
There's, there's two types of women that go to Planet Fitness. The ones that eat the pizza and the ones that just don't feel comfortable going to other bigger gyms.
Oh, so she's a little insecure. Mm-hmm. So she
So if you want to find a cutie, go to Planet Fitness. They're you all can insecure. Manipulate.
Yeah.
Yep. And they have commitment issues.
They have commitment issues. Planet Fitness. Yeah.
If she goes to Choose, she's a baddie.
She's a baddie. She's a fat she's a ass.
Yeah. She's if she goes to Choose,
she has a fat ass. I don't care.
She go to Choose, she a Latina. She a big booty Latina for
I
sure.
I chose the right gym.
Yeah.
You did. Sure.
Thank you, Choose.
Yeah. And I think that's pretty much.
Yeah.
Anything else? Let me see. Yeah, I think that wraps up about the...
Fitness 19? What are you doing?
You couldn't afford gold?
Fitness 19?
I don't know about Fitness 19.
Or EOS? Is that...
No, EOS, it's just those are like gyms that are not like everywhere.
If she goes to eSporta, she owns you.
If she goes to a UFC gym?
No, eSporta.
eSporta. Oh, yeah, yeah.
She owns you, bro.
If she goes to a UFC gym, she's going to nail you from the back for sure.
She's fucking you.
Yeah.
But like cute. I said, if she goes to eSporta, she's a sugar mama for sure.
If she go to Zoo Culture,
what the fuck is that?
If she go to Zoo Culture?
Yeah, she for Bradley Martin.
She for... That's
yeah. Yeah, she for Bradley Martin.
Every time... I like going to Nutri Shops now because they said I look like that other guy. So it's cool.
What other guy?
His homie, the short one, the short skinny one.
The one that's always doing motherfucker?
The one that's always doing videos with him.
I don't know his name. I don't know too much. But yeah, she go to Zoo Culture. She's for Bradley Martin.
Yeah. She's an influencer.
She don't fuck with you if you got less than 100K followers.
So she only got the podcast.
Yeah, she only got verified check marks in her DMs.
You guys never heard of the eSporta one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's just like the fancy one, like the nice one.
Oh, is that the one in on Sunset?
There's one in Sunset. There's also one here in Rancho.
Yeah, there's one in Rancho.
It's like literally like the luxury one and shit. Like all their floor, like their shit's like, not like, you know.
Is that even that expensive when you think about it?
But it's way more expensive than a regular gym. Way more expensive.
Mm-hmm. I guess. It's like 120, no? 120?
Jesus Christ.
God damn, fuck 150. That. Compared to like the other gyms, which is like $30 a month. It's like
$49.99 for the most high priced one.
But the thing you get in those gyms is like, who are you going to run into and talk to?
Exactly my point.
God, dummy, fucked up.
Because at my gym, all I run into are cops and firefighters, which I love. At my gym, I appreciate them.
The only thing I see is beautiful women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went into like retired firefighters a lot and firefighters and cops that are just working out there. It's cool. They always have like their shirts on and stuff.
Their shirts on?
Like their firefighter ones. And so usually like after you see them for a while, you're like...
Do you see like any like bodybuilder types in your gym?
Yeah, there's a couple.
Cause in mine, like there's strong dudes, there's big dudes, but I've never seen like a fucking like huge.
But that's not their. That usually like those gyms. If you see like a bodybuilder in there, that's not like their main gym. That's definitely like their like gym close to home because they have like another gym where the weights and stuff are just completely different.
Yeah. Oh, they're like probably much the bigger
gyms or some shit. Mm-hmm.
They have like that reinforced fucking bar. The one that's like not even. It's like 90 pounds instead of 45.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Cause I've seen a guy. This is big guy that squats like. He can't fit like any more weight on his thing. So I think he's outgrowing like 24. Yeah.
It's crazy, dog.
What the fuck?
The fuck is
45 it plates?
45 plates. It's like fuck. 6 or 7. And then the bar's just bending.
God, the bar's bending. Oh my God.
You fuck with muscle mommies?
Muscle mommies? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love my muscle mommies.
Love your muscle mommies?
Yeah.
You like muscle mommies? it's like all peck and little titty.
That's what you were trying to say.
They cool. I fuck with them.
I'll peck and little
titty. All 6 packs, including their tits.
Yeah.
So it's an 8-pack.
It's an 8-pack.
Yeah. Yeah. No, muscle mommies. There's some fine ones out there.
Yeah, they're hot. Yeah,
I like them before they're bronze.
Before they're bronze. Before they bronze. Oh yeah, me too. You're right. I like them before they bronze up.
Because I mean, that's only for competitions.
Yeah.
And then after that, I have to deal with it like for like 3 weeks. Yeah, it's cool.
Stains everywhere.
Where are my hot Cheeto girls at though?
I haven't really seen
toxic at Queens.
Hot, yeah, I haven't seen them anymore. They like went extinct.
Did you guys expire?
I still see them.
Did the hot Cheetos finally get to y'all? Y'all in the hospital?
Nah, I still see them.
The hot Cheeto movie's dropping.
The what? Yeah,
hot Cheeto movie's
dropping. Hot Cheeto movie's dropping.
What is it gonna be called?
Hot Cheeto movie.
The Hot Cheeto Man.
Oh yeah.
Are you serious?
Nah, it's someone just sent
it's
it to me.
It's called Chester.
Is it called Chester? No, it's not.
It's called Chester the Cheetah.
Where is
Chester
he?
Chester the Cheeto Ball. Cheeto the, no, sorry, what the fuck?
Bro, you ever seen Cheetah Balls?
What's it called?
It's called, it's gonna be called that one Mexican guy. Oh, yeah.
It's that called, one janitor oh, guy.
It's on Disney Plus, yeah. The inspiring true story of Richard Montañez.
Is that the guy that he said? That,
yeah.
That
supposedly that didn't create.
Supposedly, yeah.
The janitor who created
there's that, I guess that
iconic flaming hot
Cheetos. Well, I showed you guys.
Yeah.
Like, I guess attacked me. Like, I'm the one that wrote that fucking, like, that wrote
that's
that
why he's
thing.
Not here.
I was like, I did not write that shit.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Chester.
I don't know. I didn't say.
Chester the janitor.
I think I gotta
Chester
watch the
would have been
thing.
Sick.
Chester the janitor.
Just Chester.
But yeah. Any other
what if
things?
It was called Hot History?
Hot History.
Because he made hot Cheetos in history. I don't know. You
hot
know?
History? What about hot daddies?
Yeah.
Hot mommies.
Hot mommies.
Happy Mother's Day again.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy
Mother's Day. Why do Mother's Days in Mexico get two Mother's Day? In Mexico and the U.S.
The Mexican
I didn't make sense.
You mean just here, if you're Mexican?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah. Because like, today I celebrate it, and I'll start.
Because, yeah, Mexican Mother Day is always on the 10th. Today's the 10th, guys. We're filming on the 10th, so
Diez
of course.
De Mayo.
And, of course, the U.S. Mother's Day is this Sunday. So when you guys see this, happy late Mother's Day.
Who invented a Mother's Day? A man invented Mother's Day, huh?
You think so? A man
look
invented
it up.
Mother's Day?
I can bet you. Let's bet something fun.
You know what's pretty crazy? That is crazy. I've seen a video like that. That a lot of things that are meant for women were made by men.
If it wasn't because of men, doors wouldn't
okay.
open.
On Mother's Day, Caesar.
Just think about it. Like, just be logical.
Really, me? Anna Jarvis.
It's me, Anna Jarvis,
who had no children of her own, conceived of Mother's Day
exactly
as an occasion for honoring the sacrifices individual mothers made for their children.
So it was a woman.
It was a woman that couldn't get a man, though.
Oh God.
That's not a mother.
Jesus.
I'm a mother.
I'm a mother because all these bitches my sons.
Nicki Minaj. Since she created it.
Happy Mother's Day to Nicki Minaj.
Shout out to the creator of Mother's Day, Nicki Minaj. Because we all this bitch's son.
Because all these bitches are sons.
We're all her sons, bitch.
Alright, so you know who our sons are. Just kidding, you guys aren't our sons. We're your sons. Our people at Patreon.
I never fuck Wayne on my ass like a cupcake. If I did a Minaj.
A Minaj with him. Let eat my ass
so,
like a cupcake.
Tell me, Caesar.
My man.
What do you miss doing as a kid?
What I miss doing as a kid?
Yeah. Remember, it's something that we can't do no more.
Oh, ding dong ditching. Ding dong ditching. You can't do that shit no more.
Yeah, I feel like.
I was driving. I was thinking that. Oh, because I was like, bro, all these cameras. Like, because every time you come to someone's house.
All these, like, house ring
phone
cameras.
I
want to
fuck with this
cameras,
house, but
yeah.
I can't.
But you can't because of the ring cameras?
Yeah, I want to stick my dick out and, like, ring, like, the doorbell with it. But I can't anymore because my mom's going to see me and shit, you know?
No, that's just whack. I used to go ding dong ditching all the time with my cousin.
I used to, too. We used to do. Do you guys ever do, like, the ding dong ditch where it was, like, 7 of you and, like, the fastest one started at one house? And the slowest
yeah,
one
yeah, 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 do
the,
all together.
And just fucking take off.
Have you ever done the hiding ones where you knock and you hide?
Yeah, and you hide.
And you do it again.
Yeah, you do it again.
Have you done that?
Until they get fucking pissed.
That's just crazy, bro. Yeah. We got fucking, oh my God.
We got chased. We got chased once. We had like scooters and shit. We had to throw them in the bush. Because like, oh, we're faster
than
yelled feet.
At, but he would just yell like through from his door. Uh-huh. And they're like, stop fucking knocking my door. And I was, yeah.
One day we were just menaces. Just went like a whole hour, 2 hours, just fucking ding dong ditching. First one. We went to this one house, our neighbor's house, which you never do your neighbor's house. We did our neighbor's house. We knocked and then we hid like under, like he had like a little wall about yay high. About yay high. And we just like crawled like run right under. And once we heard the door close, we ran back and knocked again and hid right back under that wall. And then like he was literally like walking around with the bat trying to look for us. That shit was scary.
Honestly,
should have jumped him.
You know what I would do?
He's all innocent.
You think you could catch a kid ding dong ditching at your house? Like, let's say there's like some little fuckers, right?
I can't
at
wait
your
to
pad,
kiss.
Yeah. And then they're like, ding dong. I feel like I'd catch them. Like, I feel like I'd personally just like fucking leave the door open.
Or you just
like
go close, sprint them out?
And just close and like fucking turn off all the lights and shit. And I like, I'm going to go to sleep. And then they're going to have to come out of wherever the fuck they're hiding.
Yeah.
They won't see me, but I'll see them.
I'll make sure not to have a ring camera around when I'm older so kids can ding dong ditch my house.
I want
to
be the fun house. That
I'll be the fun house.
Yeah.
I'll be the trick or treat house that has all the cool, that has a cool maze.
Yeah. I used to be part of a maze.
Yeah.
For real?
No mask.
No, like, what?
Maze no man.
No, yeah, my friend used to, his dad would always run a maze on a Halloween. So as I got older, like during middle school, I wouldn't even trick or treat more. I would just be part of that maze.
That's cool. That's
yeah. Cool. And 1 year I was Michael Myers. I don't know how, I'm not even tall enough. But the cool thing was I was at the very end of the maze.
Yeah.
I was just standing there like by the exit, just standing there menacingly.
That's funny.
Menacingly. Whatever. Fuck that word.
Menacingly.
Menacingly? No.
Menacingly. Menacingly.
See?
Menacingly.
Menacingly. Menacingly.
That, not medicine, fool.
Menacingly.
He said it right. I think you said it right at one time.
Menacingly.
Menacingly. What, you know what? Fuck that word.
As a menace, you stood by the door.
I stood by the door in a menace way.
In a menacingly way.
Menacingly.
There you go.
Menacingly.
Let me see. I don't like being like...
Well, I think it's time to say what's up to Patreon. What's...
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Oh, you want? We can do the Patreon, I guess, if you want.
Why? Is there another topic you want to talk about?
Yeah, I got
menacingly. It. Yeah, dude. You didn't want... You forgot to talk about it, bro.
I didn't
dude.
Forget. I can't see with your big-ass leg right there.
What do you gotta say?
Why you gotta say it's big?
You gotta say it's big.
Is it huge because of my fucking muscles?
Because you're hiding your dick in it. That's why.
You fucking bastard.
Yeah.
Tooth Tunes, bro.
Oh, Tooth. Y'all remember Tooth Tunes?
I don't.
You don't remember Tooth Tunes?
Why didn't you have a fucking toothbrush when I was growing up?
Oh, the toothbrush that would see.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, what
you
the
had
fuck?
A Tooth Tunes?
Yeah,
no, I never had one. The way the commercial was showed, it was like, you would brush your teeth and then fucking like Jonas Brothers were in your fucking head. In I was like, head. What?
Yeah. Y'all remember yeah. Tooth Tunes?
I never got
I remember
one.
It, but I never had one. My mom,
sick.
My mom
did you get one?
Yeah, I had one.
My mom wasn't fun enough for that.
It's like,
she was like,
My toothbrushes were hand me downs, so no one ever really handed me down a tooth.
Disgusting.
Still brush my teeth though, not like your man. It was like, this, like the Tooth Tunes were the other.
Your turn.
The Tooth Tunes were the germs of the other person seeing it in my mouth.
Yeah. Oh, who God. Would your guys be your now? Who would be your Tooth Tune? What would be your Tooth Tune?
I'd keep it OG Chris Brown post Rihanna slap era.
Post. It's
very specific. You mean fucking
no,
no.
I like the man he became.
Who's your Tooth Tune? The person you hear every morning.
You asshole.
You know which one would be fun? Rosalia.
I hate you. Bro, I fucking hate you.
And yeah.
No. I fucking hate that shit. I would never want to see you brush your teeth ever. If you did that whole like fucking chew the gum chewing thing with your
I'll
toothbrush.
I'll chew the toothbrush.
Oh, yeah. Bro.
I literally put the toothbrush in my mouth. Yeah.
So who's yours? Who's your Tooth Tune? Who's your morning Tooth Tune?
It would be it would have to be between Kendrick or Benito, to be honest.
What song?
You're gonna hear it every fucking day, Aaron.
Every day.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Until you get a new toothbrush.
You're gonna sound like 106.1.
Yeah.
Playing that same song every morning.
I could have said Drake too, and I'll sound like fucking Power 106 as well.
I'll be
I was gonna say Russ.
I do Russ.
What song?
It's a good question. His album.
Nah. It's one song.
It's one song.
I would do. Fuck, it is. Let me see what's my most recent. Oh, you know what I'll do? I'll
do
like.
Tiny Tim.
No. Tiny Tim?
Do the tulips with me. And then do that smile.
I would choose 6ix9ine.
Imagine the song you choose is the way you have to brush your teeth.
I feel like so
if you sing now, you're like
fucking up your gums and shit.
He comes out with no teeth.
He scraped off all his teeth.
Don't dick ride, don't dick that.
If I do it with the Chris Brown song, I come up with like a purple eye.
Well, Tooth Tunes.
Yeah, every time it's something important about women, I just go like, right. Full on. I don't know. I just feel silly and goofy. I think every time something's about women, it's an important day for me, regardless. Mm. So I think that's what it is.
There it is.
I get so silly.
And a little silly, goofy.
It's actually true. Yeah. Makes they went sense. To a strip club. It's very important.
I guess now that every time I'm going to have to say something about women, I have to say I'm in a silly, goofy mood.
Yeah. Disclaimer. We're in a silly, goofy mood.
Disclaimer. I hate women.
We? You mean him?
He's in a silly, goofy mood. All right, guys. Well, now it's time to shout out our friends at Patreon. If you don't know what Patreon is a website where you can get exclusive access to an extra episode. Over there is just another 48-hour minute of us just goofing around, being in a silly... We're in a silly, goofier mood on Patreon, actually.
We have access
we're kind of racist on over there.
I don't know about that one.
I will make sure to go check it out. And if you do, you're going to get a shout out.
Exclusive ass access
to exclusive my asses.
You have exclusive access to my asshole.
Yeah. So here are our Patreons. We're going to start with our sugar mamas and our sugar daddies. We got Alex Galindo.
What's up, Papa? Galindo!
Rolando Roman.
What's Rolando. Up, Rolando. Oh, shit.
Fidel, the billionaire. Menses.
What's up, Fidel? Shit. Send some money my way, bro.
Jonathan.
What up, Jonathan?
Breezy, huera loquita.
Breezy, what's up, Breezy?
That's what it reminded me of.
Breezy, huera loquita. Abigail Aguilar.
Abigail.
David Naranjo.
What's up, Orange?
What's up, Naranja?
Gloria Maravilla.
Ooh, maravillosa.
Isaac Bustos.
What's up, Busty?
Lucero Chavez.
What's up, Luciterita?
Kim, a.k.a. your girl, KK.
What's up, KK?
What's up, KK?
Jesus Guzman.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Maria Felipe.
What's up, Maria?
Karencita.
What's up,
Karen?
Dalia Garcia, shoot me your tia.
Dalia with that wagon.
Razor, Ramon, Hedges, Flores.
Racer.
Sandra Gonzalez.
Sandrita.
What's up, Sandrita?
Oscar Martinez.
What's up, Oscar?
Oscarin.
Kike y el six pack Perez.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, Kikerin.
Liliana Juarez.
What's up, Liliana?
What's up, Liliana Juarez?
Eileen.
What to do, Eileen?
Eileen.
And Bradley Lopez Martinez.
What's up, Bradley?
What's up, Bradley?
Thank you, Bradley. And now, for the bottle service tier. The man has not stopped. Man's got money. Man shits out money. This man is his money, Mr. Money Man. Mr. McMahon is jealous of this guy, actually.
He's about to buy out WWE.
His name, the man, the myth, Alvaro Benitez.
Alvaro! He's a great lover.
And
even more passionate.
And if he has a girlfriend, he's a great cheater as well.
What guys?
Well,
both sides of the spectrum, Aaron. Come on. You don't know what respectful. They want. South Park fucking rules. Okay?
You know what they want. Well, thank you guys so much for supporting us on Patreon. And thank you guys so much for watching today's episode. Make sure to like, comment, share, subscribe. New videos every Monday. I know it's happy Monday. Today's a Monday.
Mondays. I love Mondays.
We're changing back to Mondays?
We never were Mondays.
Oh, we're changing to Mondays.
Fucking bot.
Yeah. Sorry, it was Tuesday. Sorry.
Well, thank you guys for watching. Make sure to like, comment, share, subscribe. Make sure to follow me on every social media platform as Saul V. Gomez.
It's your turn.
Sorry. Follow me at @airbear_ie. I love you guys. Thank you so much for supporting us. And before we go, I'd like to give you one of these.
All right,
fuck it. Y'all can follow me at I Know Caesar and fucking kiss your mamas for me. Happy Mother's Day.
Tell your mom I love her. Tell your mom I miss her, and give her a sweet old big old kiss for me.
Sweet wet kiss right there.
This one.
All right, peace.
30 to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mummies, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Woohoo! Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.